It's been said that people who order food online or follow social media accounts are more attracted to junk food. In fact, an investigation that's been published in the Journal of Consumer Psychology showed that people are more attracted to social media content showcasing fatty foods. It could be because we all have a deep longing for a juicy burger or something else that's very comforting for the soul, but that's not really the answer. Is it not possible to make healthy food look as good? Joining us for some insight is food blogger Sam Linsell of Drizzle and Drip. Sam, you know a thing or two about making food look good, don't you?
Yes, I mean, that is what I do for a living, essentially, although I do try and keep it quite real.
I don't think people understand how hard it is to take a good photo of food. I don't go to fancy restaurants very often, but on the odd occasion that I do, I always try and take a picture of my plate so I can look posh, and I never get it right.
No, absolutely. I think when you eat at a restaurant and you see food in a natural sense while you're sitting, it's very different to how you would showcase it in a photograph, in a magazine or on a menu board. It's a whole different sort of process to that. Does that make sense?
So how is it then that you get a good food picture?
So in terms of advertising, when they're doing, especially fast food restaurants and things like that, it's a very technical thing. You have very big lighting. Can you imagine? It's essentially like the hair and makeup part of a model.
Got you.
You'd go in and you'd build your burger exactly to perfection, and you have to get the bun absolutely perfect. You sometimes even need to rearrange sesame seeds with a paintbrush to make them even, and everything is absolutely perfect. The tomato is cut only from the middle of the tomato, and the beef patty has been browned on the sides, so that when you look at it side on, that you actually see all the layers of the burger in perfection. Obviously, when we go to the get a takeout, the burger is all mushed and it doesn't look quite like that. But when you actually have to build it for a photo, it is quite a lot of technical, you know, stuff to get it looking like that.
So, aka complete trickery. I mean, the burger that you get at McDonald's is nothing like the burger you see on the poster.
Absolutely. I mean, it would probably take me about an hour to create a beautiful looking burger. Every component has to be made perfectly and then layered in, and sometimes a little props to make it stand up a little bit, because, you know, sometimes food has its gravity and it'll flop a little bit or lean in. So there is a bit of technical stuff. So yes, in advertising and stuff, you know, there's a fine line to tread between what is misrepresentation and what's real. So what a lot of restaurants do in the fast food restaurants is they'll keep to the specification, the exact grammage and exact sizing, and then just rearrange it so that it looks perfect. So essentially they're not really, they're not making anything bigger. It's just arranged perfectly.
Sam, I think COVID's definitely introduced a shift in sort of the interest in food. I mean, first of all, we were all forced to stay inside during the early days of lockdown, and I think everyone I know was baking copious amounts of banana bread.
Yes.
Why is it that we seem to see this attraction more to junk food, though, than the healthier options?
I think that fast food and junk food essentially is hyper-palatable, and I think all of our senses are triggered when we see food that is, you know, fatty and delicious. It's nostalgic. It takes us back to our childhood, you know, things like burgers and fried food. And it's a sense of simplicity, something that we're familiar with. And also that we immediately triggered that it's delicious. Mm. Anything that's fried and like burgers, I mean, it's childhood. It's nostalgic. It's everything that we know on all levels. That it's going to be good, obviously. And we've also all eaten it. So I think people are attracted to, it's what's known as food porn, is that you look at food and you almost feel there's some sort of triggering of a happy chemical in your brain when you see it.
You know, my kids are junk food crazy, and obviously that's got to be managed. And I occasionally have junk food too, but I find that the smell of it is so wonderful and the sight of it can be so wonderful. But once I've actually had it, I sometimes feel quite sick. It's a massive anti-climax.
Absolutely. It really is, because you are taking in way too many calories per sort of bite, essentially. You're taking in far too much fat, far too much sugar, and ultimately it's a bit of an overload for your body. You're not taking in these sort of high quality ingredients. You're just taking in a lot of, you know, oil and sugar. So ultimately your body is going to reject that. But I guess that's what people go for. It's also quite affordable and cheap. It's a cheap fix, an addiction essentially.
Yeah.
It's a kind of drug.
You mentioned sugar. I think a lot of these fast food companies do secretly lace a lot of their food with sugar, so that you do keep coming back for more.
Yes, I mean, the buns the white bread buns are filled with sugar, and the tomato sauce is just laden with sugar. So once you've added it all in, plus all the salt and then all the oil, it's just hyper palatable, completely delicious, and your brain gets triggered. I mean, it's just instantaneous, like a hit of happiness.
Sam, in your blog and your social media platforms, what are you finding trending food-wise?
I mean, I do think there's a very strong move towards plant-based eating, which is great. People are wanting to eat, whether it be vegan or just moving away from meat quite a lot. I think that is a definite trend that is going to continue, which is wonderful. And more exciting options with regard to that. So, you know, aside from, you know, there's now this sort of, I don't want to say fake meat, but meat substitutes that mimic meat.
Mm.
But also just becoming quite excited about eating vegetables and plants. I'd say that is one of the biggest trends happening in general. And you'll notice all restaurant menus, everyone's moving towards that.
I've definitely seen that.
Yeah, no matter where you go, at all walks and all levels, you'll find people and restaurants are offering vegan, plant-based options, which I think is really lovely.
Not only in restaurants, Sam, in supermarkets too. There seem to be a lot more vegetable and vegan offerings.
Absolutely. All retailers are definitely targeting that. It's a huge consumer driving point, and it's not going away. And people are becoming very much more creative around that, and I think that's very exciting.
Sam, for people that would be interested in following your food blog, where can they find you?
I'm at Drizzle and Dip everywhere. I'm on Instagram at Drizzle and Dip, on Twitter, Facebook, and also my website is at drizzleanddip.com.
So great thing.
I post lots of recipes and do all kinds of things. Basically, I do everything food-wise.
Amazing. So if people want to take this conversation about food porn further, they can head on over to Drizzle and Dip. That's Sam Lintel. Thank you so much for your time and input this afternoon. It's been a real delicious treat talking to you.